This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We are live on location at Petroserve USA in Valley City today, exit 292. Come on by and say hello. The folks out there at the pumps from the North Dakota Corn Council and ND Corn have a fistful of $10 gift cards. So your first 10 bucks in your fuel, your fill up today or whatever is on us. And also the lowest price anywhere on unleaded 88 today, $279.9 at the pump. Petroserve USA, exit 269. Then you come in to one of the finest convenience store stops anywhere on I-29, I-94, anywhere in the upper Midwest in Petroserve USA. I mean, they've got everything you could imagine. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Where else do you get grass flip-flops? Todd, do you have grass flip-flops? Grass flip-flops?
Huh?
Yeah, no. Grass flip-flops. What's your name, sir?
I'm Duke.
Hey, Duke, how are you? Where are you from?
From Minnesota, Circle Pines.
Circle Pines, Minnesota. Where are you going?
We're going to Bozeman, where we live in the winter, but we live in Minnesota in the summer.
Do you make this a stop often?
Yes, we do.
All right, and they tell me you just filled up with unleaded 88, so you go ahead and take your pick, anything you want. These are size 10 or size 13 slippers from MyPillow. They're so nice, so if they fit, grab them. A book. A great reading, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America. Some schmucko wrote it, but it's a good book. There's the mugs. There's a MyPillow beach towel here. The hats, you take your pick. You take your pick. And, folks, all you have to do is tell us, hey, unleaded 88, I'm traveling the state today, and we say pick out a prize. Any prize, any prize. A couple of rulings we should tell you about from the Supreme Court. Oh, I hate when this happens. Once again, the Supreme Court has said, you know what, folks, restrictions on voting, that's not unconstitutional. This is the Arizona voting law and election integrity is upheld by the Supreme Court. So this makes sense. There's a case, actually, the Democratic National Committee challenged Arizona's voting procedures, specifically their practice of discarding out-of-precinct provisional votes. Now, who could be against that? All right? I'm voting where I shouldn't be voting. Oh, no, you got to keep that. The other one was saying...
You need to be able to vote as often as you can, though, right?
Yes, and, you know, anybody can go anywhere. there was that Antrim County in Michigan, 700 votes pulled in from a different county. How's that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the machines did it. Wait a minute, the machines aren't connected to the Internet. They couldn't do it. No, it happened. What? This DNC case down in Arizona, the out-of-precinct provisional votes, also third parties are not allowed to collect and deliver completed vote-by-mail ballots. Guess why? It's a chain of custody deal. Who has it? Oh, come on. Anybody ought to be able to take these ballots. Who in their right mind would play shenanigans with ballots, you know, say from assisted living centers to the vote counters? No, you can't do that, okay? What that is ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
And the Democratic National Committee said, Arizona, you need to allow ballot harvesting. They claim that provisional ballot rule had this impact on minority citizens and that banning ballot harvesting was done to undermine the civil rights of minorities. You can't make it up, people. You can't make it up.
You need to be able to allow ballot harvest. I just want to make sure I heard you right there on that one.
Yeah, and by the way, if you don't, you're racist. Just so you know, you're racist. So you can't make it up. And then the other one today, so Supreme Court is okay with the what some would call voting restrictions. I would call it common sense. Arizona said, we're going to protect the integrity of the election, and the Supreme Court said, you're right to do it. I think it was 6-3.
Wait a minute.
So it wasn't
now,
close.
Now you're protecting the integrity of the election when we were just doing ballot harvesting. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Either we're ballot harvesting or protecting the integrity of the election. You can't have it both ways.
Well, the Supreme Court said you can't do ballot harvesting. The Democratic National Committee wanted ballot harvesting.
Okay.
See, so the Supreme Court said, wait a minute, 6-3, by the way, 6-3.
The end of it all? Is that really the end of it all?
Well, it's the end of it in Arizona, you know, and obviously these will be challenged other places. Now, don't forget, the Department of Justice just filed a suit against Georgia for something similar. So there's a lot of craziness out there. And then the other one that just happened is in California, the Supreme Court struck down the donor disclosure rules. So what was happening there is if I donate to a nonprofit, that's between me and the nonprofit.
Right.
And but actually a California law said, no, we want to know. Which is just
intimidation. Yeah, we want to use that.
It's just intimidation.
That's
is
donor
all
harvesting, right?
Donor harvesting, exactly right. And then you want to go, you gave to that group, you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So the Supreme Court.
We can donor shame you
right.
for giving all that money to those evil people.
Right, donor shaming. 6-3 ruling there. Chief Justice Roberts said California had subjected donors to the threat of public harassment and intimidation, undermining their First Amendment right to free association. Thank you very much, Supreme Court. A little common sense. Thank you, Donald Trump. 6-3 vote.
So now we're using the First Amendment now. Okay.
Three Supreme Court nominees.
They apply that selectively, don't they?
Let me repeat. Three Supreme Court nominees. All right. Our guest, Ryan Thorpe, is with us. We're at PetroServe USA in Valley City today. Talking about the value of ethanol, unleaded 88, the value today, $2.79 a gallon. Plus, they hand you a $10 gift card from PetroServe USA. They're going to do that while they last. Planning to be here till 5 and may go sooner if you come on in. The value of ethanol also includes the fact that there are places like Tharaldson Ethanol Plant out near Castleton, hiring folks at a high wage, giving back to the community. The property taxes they pay fund the school, very important, roads, bridges, the whole deal. Ryan Thorpe is the chief operating officer. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. How many people do you employ there at the Tharaldson plant in Castleton?
We have 60 full-time employees.
Average salary would be about what?
Between your salary, your benefit, all the perks, the average Joe out there is over $80,000 a year.
See, folks, that's no small deal. And the dollars they're paying back in the community, pretty amazing. Now, I know you're on the NDEPA board as well. How about ethanol and the environment?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've always had there various studies out there showing how much cleaner ethanol burns than your normal gasoline. And now we have a new updated one with all the recent additions in efficiency improvements. And we're up to a 46% reduction in greenhouse gases compared to your normal gasoline.
Pretty amazing. It really is. So the value of ethanol to the consumer, you know, the lower price is certainly important. The, you know, the cleaner fuel. I also, every time I fill up, I think about, you know what, the ag community is so important. And farmers have been through a ton. And my little thing, filling up is a way to connect me to that cornfield, to that corn farmer. You know, pretty amazing, really, when you think about that, that we're able to say, hey, thank you. Because how much corn do you buy from corn farmers there at the Tharaldson plant in Castleton?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it depends on the size of the crop each year. But normally, I consume about 18% of the entire state of North Dakota's corn crop just at Castleton. And I will add as well that all the ethanol plants in North Dakota, they're located in communities under 3,000 people.
Yeah, so it's small towns, $80,000 average, you know, comp package, in a size of a community like Castleton or the other locations. You've got, you know, Underwood. You've got small towns, pretty significant for sure. And when you buy corn, do you bargain to get like a bottom basement price for the corn? What kind of price are you paying?
Typically, we'll be the best game in town. Our discounts are a little bit less than your normal elevators because we don't have to sell it out on an export market, you know, and load it on a boat and have it leave the country. So, again, we have typically the best bids around, paying the farmer the most money. And don't forget about all those indirect jobs as well, all the trucking, the gas stations, and the other indirect effects that we have on these small-town communities in North Dakota.
Pretty amazing. It really is. It's a very important part of our economy. It's a great way to go. How's the ethanol biz doing right now, Ryan?
Well, believe it or not, it runs atypical to what people think. It seems like we only make money when corn is $7 and $8 a bushel, but we're finally in the black. We've had a couple rough years where commodity prices were depressed, and that also negatively impacts us. Now with these higher commodity prices, you have higher gas prices, you have more demand out there. The ethanol plants are actually in the black. So it's kind of nice to go to work for a change and make a little bit of money because we always got to do that to keep the lights on.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's been a rough go, hasn't it?
It has been. It has been. The last couple of years have been very painful. There's been some losses out there. There's been some plants that have closed. But again, with this corn crop coming on here, it's a little dry in North Dakota. But around the country, the crop is growing well. And remember, we're renewable. Every year, the farmers grow this crop. So that, again, we're not taking up all of our fossil fuels. And our carbon footprint is more and more important these days.
Very, very important. Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal. Pizza. Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Blondie has a birthday. Isn't that nice? Oh, wonderful. for celebrating
that's
that.
That's not Pat Benatar?
He'll never forget that. He'll never let me live that down. It's not Pat Benatar. No. Live it on location today at PetroServe USA with the program. I'm Scott Hennen. I'm going to talk with somebody who is a living example of the benefit of the ethanol plants and ethanol's impact on North Dakota and small-town communities in just a moment here. Former President Trump has started his Save America rallies, but the big media isn't carrying these rallies live. I don't know if you noticed. Another one coming up this weekend, last weekend in Ohio, yesterday at the border. Even Fox News isn't carrying them. Now Newsmax is carrying Trump live at these rallies, including the big one Saturday from Florida. Newsmax, the only major cable network with live coverage of the Trump rallies. You can find Newsmax in all the major cable systems, including Dactel, NDTC, NCC, Reservation Telephone Cooperative, RTC, Consolidated Cablevision, Northwest Communications Cooperative, DirecTV, Dish, AT&T, Fubo, you get the idea. Just check your cable guide. You'll find Newsmax a lot of places. But remember, if you're a Midco customer, they refuse to carry Newsmax. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels but won't carry Newsmax. So you can let Midco know you're not happy and you can switch. Every day I watch Newsmax for real news and love it. So make sure you sign up for the Trump list on Newsmax. Get the latest info on his big announcements. Just text the word REMIND to 39747, 39747, and join the Trump list now. If you want to watch the big rally Saturday on Newsmax, text REMIND to 39747 to join in Taking Back America. Taking Back America. Brought to you in part today also by our friends at Dak Diesel, CJ and the team. If you feel like, you know what, it's just the tractor, the truck, the pickup is not running like it should. First thing you ought to do is go to DakDiesel.com or call CJ and the team at 701-258-5011. Repair, maintenance, anything diesel, they're going to fix you up, get you back on the road. Simple as that. All right. Let me welcome to the program Jared Jacobson. By the way, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Dean Bershani. And some open phone time to talk about anything else you like. But Dean Bershani, the president of NDSU, on Tuesday at the Board of Higher Ed meeting. His contract wasn't renewed. We'll talk a little bit about why that was. Some are calling it a resignation. It was not a resignation, other than, I guess, kind of a negotiated resignation. But it wasn't Dean Bershani's choice to be done. It was the Board of Higher Education's choice. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit. Jared Jacobson is here. Works at Dakota Spirit, the Midwest Ag Energy Plant. How are you doing?
Very good, Scott. Happy to be here.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
How old a guy are you?
I'm 35.
And you have a wife and kids?
Yes.
Tell us about your family.
My family, Jody, my wife works at the FSA office in Jamestown, North Dakota for a CRP program. My stepdaughter, Emily, is going to college at Iowa State University in Ames, and she'll be in her senior year this year. My son, Wyatt, is going to turn 4 this September. We're happily just relocating to the Jamestown area. Moved to Jamestown from Iowa, lived there for 12 years, been working in the ethanol industry for 15 years, and as a part of Poet DSM Project Liberty, the cellulosic ethanol endeavor, and I unfortunately got laid off with that in October. And then in November, I started with the team up at Spiritwood in the ethanol industry. I was able to move back to the home state where I grew up and raise my family and be closer to these relations.
How about that? You're a North Dakota boy. You end up in South Dakota working down there and get to come back to Jamestown.
Yeah. Iowa.
Oh, you were in Iowa?
Yep.
For the Poet Plan down there?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Well, glad to have you back and your family and living in the Jamestown area. Where are you from? What are you native of?
Rugby, North Dakota. My great-grandfather homesteaded in 1903 on a farm that I grew up on that my brother and father are still operating today.
That is fantastic. And maintenance manager at Dakota Spirit, so good job, good community. Iowa laying folks off and North Dakota hiring folks, and you're back. So we love bringing people and young families back to North Dakota. Does it feel good to come back home?
Very much, yep.
Yeah, I bet your family in rugby is pretty happy, too.
Yep.
That's great. How's the plant doing in Jamestown?
It's a wonderful plant. It's so clean, and the efficiency of the steam and and their relationship with Great River Energy. It's a really, really wonderful team to join. I've been really impressed working with them. Really happy up here.
How unique is that to have the plants next to each other and one helping the other? And are we unique in that in North Dakota?
Yeah, there's other plants, 220 in the whole industry in the United States and Canada. And there's interesting and unique relationships, whether it's market or steam. There's a lot of creativity, and that's what's wonderful about the ethanol industry is a lot of different businesses and different people have different creative angles. And so it is unique, but there's also a lot of other unique things out there when you really look at it.
So explain to folks Dakota Spirit specifically in Jamestown, the relationship with Great River Energy and the power plant there.
So Great River Energy is operating a coal and natural gas-fired boiler next door. And after the turbine, after they're generating electricity for the grid, that waste steam is what's fueling or powering the steam for the ethanol process at the Spiritwood ethanol plant where I work.
So it's waste to them.
Yep.
When it's done, and it's your fuel.
And we send all the condensate back that is just in a closed loop cycle of their steam.
Yeah, and then other examples where the wastewater is used. I know Castleton's got that unique relationship with the city of Fargo. I mean, it's innovative.
Yeah,
it really is. It's fantastic. How many people at the plant in Jamestown would you say?
28, just in Spiritwood, not counting Midwest Ag Energy is both Underwood and Spiritwood location with some of the leadership team that works at both sites. So not counting that.
Yeah, and good paying jobs and important to the community out there at the Energy Park at Spiritwood.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty amazing. That's great. And what do you want folks to know about this industry and your relationship with corn farmers and the product you put out? What do you tell folks when they say, hey, tell me about this ethanol deal?
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about ethanol to promote it. I think the cleaner burning, the displacing foreign oil, the using the feedstock off the land that's grown every year to support agriculture communities, which a lot of us from North Dakota are connected to somehow, whether directly or indirectly. The vehicles that E15 that we're promoting and or unleaded 88 to use more of it to help have more demand in the market that we ought to supply and give more areas opportunities to have good jobs and these opportunities for young families to stay in these areas.
A lot of these are in smaller towns, right?
Right.
Underwood small town, Castleton small town, Hankinson small town. Jamestown's probably one of the bigger ones, but it's still to some a small town, and that level of investment, what they contribute to the schools and to the property tax base and good paying jobs are a very important part of North Dakota's economy.
And it's not just ethanol. One product comes in, but several products go out, and so you're from one thing you're making several things in corn oil and wet cake or DDGs are going into the feed market, and so you're using it and also giving more products back into other markets.
Very important point, too. It's Jarrett Jacobson, maintenance manager, Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. They're planning in Jamestown. Back with his family from Iowa, Rugby native. Great story. Great story, Jarrett. Thanks for sharing it.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Good to see you. And we'll have more. Exit 292, Valley City. Come on by for some freebies today, including those burger baskets. Wow, are they good.
Generous, generous Jerry, keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be eating. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
A Texas A&M study for nearly 30 years put Los Angeles as the worst traffic in the country. We have a new winner or loser in 2021. New York, Newark region now has the worst traffic in the nation. USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Chit-chat with him. There goes another flag hat. I talked to an Air Force dad just now. Free burger baskets are flying off the shelf because it's getting close to lunch, and they're really, really good. CeeLo and I made order up our burger baskets right now. Little raw onion on there, a little Swiss cheese today, a little mustard, ketchup, the whole deal. Family six-packs we have for the Red River Valley Fair. My Pillow pillows. Got this beach towel still, too. And PetroServe USA mugs. I just signed a book for Jared. We'll give you one of those. And you come by Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America. My little story on the Tea Party trail. Tea Party kind of replaced by the MAGA crowd. And now we're all just fighting for things like election integrity. And it feels like we're fighting on a lot of fronts right now, folks. It really does. And you got to stay positive. Like Michael Lindell said, you got to be the lion. You got to have courage. You got to speak up. You got to do this. Very, very, very important. Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. And the folks at H.A. Thompson and Sons have a product that has been very, very instrumental in keeping businesses and homes COVID-free. And it is an IAQ air cleaning product. You know, the next coronavirus, the next airborne virus, the next bug, flu, mold, there's just bugs in the air. And these products zap it. They keep your air clean. It's all about circulation, keeping the bad stuff out. They install very quickly and easily into your existing HVAC equipment. So this isn't like a major retrofit or anything like that. Find out more about it at hatandsons.com or call them at 234-9889, 234-9889 for pricing, quick installation. They're a good bargain. They really are. Back on What's on Your Mind, a few minutes in this segment to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about today. And as simple as a phone call, Supreme Court decisions today on one big thing here, and that is the restrictions that Arizona placed, which I would call restrictions are the bad word here. It is common sense measures to protect the election integrity. People who think it's crazy that you would have to actually have an ID to vote, they'd call them restrictions. I call it common sense. And the Supreme Court today did too. 6-3 vote. So that's interesting news today. We can talk about that. We can talk about whatever else it is you want to talk about today on the program. I want to just visit a little bit about the situation with Dean Bershani. Dean Bershani has been the president of NDSU for about 11 years. Okay? And as president of NDSU, he has done good things. He's been a good president. He has been a leader that has overseen a transformation of that campus in many ways, and kind of kept the ball rolling from that guy by the name of Joe Chapman, who was the real revolutionary leader. He came in, Dean Bershani did, with a little bit of that Texas swagger, and you know what? That's okay. Sometimes you need a little swagger to get things done, right? And he had it. There's no doubt about that. And that rubbed some people the wrong way. And the last time his contract was up for negotiation, the Board of Higher Education said, you know, there's some things here we'd like you to work on. We'd like you to get more online learning. UND's way ahead of NDSU in online learning, so work on that. Get the enrollment up that way, if no other way. We'd also like you to work on more research dollars. A lot of the research dollars at NDSU have been directly tied to sort of layups in agriculture they've had forever. Get some more of the research dollars going. And could you be a little nicer to the legislature? Because they, after all, write the checks for everything NDSU. So schmooze a little at the legislature and take a little better care of those folks. And now it came time for contract renewal time. So you know how that is when you got the last review and they go say, well, okay, here, have a look-see at what we said last time. And, you know, he had some struggles last time. The Fargo business community kind of rallied on his behalf. And they're a very powerful group. And so Board of Higher Ed members and others listened and said, you know what? I think you should give Dean another chance, and we'll work with him on all these things. Okay? They good interaction there, and they said, we'll do that. We're going to do that. Okay? So then it's renewal time, and they say, well, how's the enrollment doing? Well, it's down. How's the research dollars doing? Well, they're down. How are you doing with the legislature? Oh, I just had a big fight with them. And dug my heels in and disregarded letters from dozens of legislators saying, we can't do this Planned Parenthood thing. Find another way. And they just kept digging their heels on, saying, no, we got to partner with Planned Parenthood. We're disregarding the fact that they're the largest abortion funder in the country. And, you know, we're going to keep doing this twisted version of sex ed research where you hand kids books that have things kids shouldn't see in books. Okay? And so torquing off a bunch of legislators. Now, guess what? He lost his job. Now, I saw the Fargo Forum yesterday, and the headline says NDSU president resigning.
Well, he didn't take the the consolation prize, if you will.
Well, no, he did, actually, unless that changed. They offered him the backup plan of being a tenured professor. Have you heard he's not taking that?
Is he or is he not? If he's not, then I guess you can make the case of him resigning. If he is, well, then the forum's blatantly wrong then, because
is there anything in the statement that says resign?
I've not seen anything.
Yeah, in the statements, what we went off. So I don't know where they get resigning. I guess I've heard at least one Board of Higher Ed member say, well, you could call it a negotiated resignation. Because we didn't renew his contract, and so technically, you know, we're negotiating a resignation, and he's taking
a professorship. Saving his face, is that what's going on?
Which is fine, but the statement doesn't say that. His contract wasn't renewed, and an outcome from the board was different than he wanted. He wanted to stay president of NDSU, so I think the headline's wrong, but that's not the first headline that's been wrong in a newspaper. Yeah, I know, but...
It's on the newspaper, and it's on the internet. It has to be true.
His contract wasn't renewed, and that happens. I think if you're a Dean Bershani supporter, you're a little chapped. On the other hand, pretty clear to say, here's what we'd like to work on. Things didn't get better. Some people say, well, COVID, nobody's enrollment went up, and it's hard to get research dollars. And well, that's why I think they wanted more folks to at NDSU to work on online learning. So I think, it just was time. On the other hand, I don't think you say Dean Bershani did a bad job. I think he did a good job and did things well. So that's my take on it. I don't think it's anything other than the writing was...
This is the best revenge if he goes on to another gig, you know, president of his next school, and everything's up and everything's rosy, then he'll be able to say, see, I'm, I'm good at my job. Don't take the COVID year and make that a reflection of what I did.
I'd like him to continue in a role at NDSU, maybe help pick his successor, build on his successes. He gets a tenured, cushy gig. You can't fire tenured professors, right? Distinguished professorship. So he got a soft landing. I don't honestly think there's anything here that other than the fact that
you're kind of a tenured talk host here. So.
Am I? Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, that's good news. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. I'm going to write that down. I'm tenured now. I love it. All right. So anyway, my two cents on that. And if you agree or disagree, let me know. Would you, Steve in Bismarck, let's get you in here on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Steve, what's on your mind? Hey, Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There go ahead, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Say, you know, you're talking about Midco not carrying Newsmax, and I had talked to them 2 days ago, and they have no room right now for to put that channel on, and in discussing that with them, they renew their, you know, their packages every year, and it should be coming soon, Newsmax. But they can't go in and just give you a, just put a channel in. They got contracts, and the outfit that handles the contracts, big player in all this, is the Discovery, the owners of the Discovery channel, and they make the lineup, and then you either accept it or you don't. So that's why Newsmax isn't on right now.
Newsmax has been around a long time. Newsmax is on every major cable system. They all have contracts. They all have channel competition. So, you know, that's okay in the way of an excuse, but I don't think it's a good enough excuse. We got 11 liberal news channels on. You know, go with one less of those. And at least you're hearing a sign of life that, hey, we're going to put them on there. But I think that's because people have called and said, look, come on. You got 11 liberal news channels. Newsmax is... you know, covering Trump's rallies. Come on.
Some people have said that Dish has the contract, is what they were getting told by Midco.
No, I think they said Dish had the exclusive, which is laughable.
But they didn't.
No, I mean, they've given a different excuse every time people call.
Right.
I think Steve's got a pretty good explanation here.
Yes.
Hey, we're trying to find room.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Scott, the thing about it is, when they sign a contract, I don't know, I guess it's yearly from what I gathered, that they get their lineups, and they have to stick with them lineups to do business with the Discovery Channel, because Discovery Channel covers all the channels that are on there. They're the ones that make the lineups up. So
yeah, I think they're one of many. But Steve,
yeah.
How come every other major cable system has Newsmax and Midco doesn't? You're telling me they don't have contracts?
Well, I'm sure, but their contracts are probably not up.
Yeah, it's an excuse. I think it's an excuse.
I'm more conservative than you are, Scott, and I'd like to see it on. But the fact of the matter is, in my business,
put your jaw back
contracts.
Up.
Well, I get it. I do too. I'm just saying, that is an excuse for Dactyl. North Dakota Telephone Company doesn't use that excuse. NCC doesn't. AT&T TV doesn't. DirecTV, Dish, they all have contracts. I just think they've been slow to put it on for whatever reason, and now they're giving excuses, which is great, but then next contract that drops, add Newsmax. You know, I mean, so I just think they need to get moving.
They did say it's coming, according to what I heard, it's not too far out now.
Beautiful, beautiful. Then they can maybe tell us what date. But that's good, Stephen. Thanks for calling him. I think that's what more people have done, and that's why it's moving. Nate in Fargo, what's on your mind, Nate?
Hey, Scott, how you doing today?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, the reason I'm calling in was about the President Bachani from NDSU.
Yeah.
And I have called in about a year ago and emailed in about a year ago on this, and he's currently under audit about overspending and over-leveraging NDSU's finances to where they got to ask for $400 million from the public in donations every year. And as far as Midco has posted something on Twitter where a lady named Kathy asked about Newsmax.
I want to hear this, Nate. Hang on a sec. We'll do it after the break. on What's on Your Mind, live at Petrol Serve USA, Valley City today. Come on by.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
The 10 best days of summer are near. Get ready because the Red River Valley Fair is back, and it's better than ever. Get your Mega Pass today that gets you unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides from July 9th through the 18th. Bring your friends for the 10 best days of summer. Get your Mega Pass today at RedRiverValleyFair.com before those prices go up. You don't want to miss the fun at the 10 best days of summer at the Red River Valley Fair, all in West Fargo.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC. They go the extra mile to keep you satisfied. For example, their free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, no additional cost. It comes with your Buick, your GMC, or late model used cars of a whole bunch of different makes. So if for the 80th time, if you're an F-150 fanboy, quote unquote, I'm just jabbing. The lifetime warranty, it comes with it. Check it out. You can shop, click, drive right now at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We're at PetroServe USA Valley City, exit 292, and we're going to be here for another hour, so we'll be here till noon. You stop by and fill up with Unleaded 88 and tell us you're doing so. We're going to hand you your choice of a free burger basket. How about that? Premium car wash gift certificate. We got hats. We got my pillows. Kind of getting down there on the goodies here, but still another hour's worth anyway. Also, the folks Mendy Corner out at the pumps, and while they last, they're going to hand you $10 gift cards, so your first 10 in fuel is free.
Nice.
When you fill up at Petrol Serve USA, that is nice. And also, the low price at the pump is lower than anywhere. $279.9 for unleaded 88. $279.9. That's a good 15 cents a gallon lower than anybody else. Plus, you get the free first $10 in your fill. What's not to love about that? While they last, probably till 5 today, they were planning to be here, but we've had a lot of people filling up. So get on in here. Take that deal, fill up the boat, the whole works, unleaded 88, and see the state Petrol Serve USA exit 292.
I like how we give you a camera, and then you insist on walking out of the shot every time you go
well,
on.
Well, I'm going.
Are you that shy, or what?
I'm out there looking at what's happening here, you know what I'm saying? A lot happening. A lot of people filling up their pump. Got to get back to Nate here. So
yes.
you were starting to say, Nate, a little something about... We talked about NDSU President Dean Bresciani. The Newsmax thing, I think, right? Newsmax you were talking about.
Well, yeah, I was talking about Dean Bresciani and how he was currently under audit up there in NDSU for overspending. Can you imagine asking for $400 million per year in donations to keep a college running? The University of Mary would have the best schooling in the country if they had that kind of money. And then I was talking about Midco. And it was back a few months ago when everybody was trying to get Midco to get Newsmax, and Kathy had asked how come, you know, Newsmax wasn't on Midco, and Midco responded by, "Hi Kathy, we do not have any current plans for this channel, but please take a moment to fill out our channel request page at," and they gave a address for that. "All requests we get will help bring a channel into the lineup in the future. Thank you, Josh R." And then Carrie, after that, said, "Why wouldn't you add such a popular news channel like Newsmax? There are a number of things that go into adding a new channel, but we always look at expanding our lineup if we are able to. So if there are any channels that you would like us to add, please fill out and submit this request."
I think she was talking to a robot is what she was talking to, wasn't she?
Man, it sounds like it.
I mean, it's starting to be Fox and key demographics. Why in the world would you not have that on your cable system at this point?
It's just a ball drop by Midco, and I think they're going to get there, but they're going to get there because people are, like Nate here, going, wait a minute here, or the previous caller or whatever. I just think, you know.
I have an account. I guess I'll go fill the form out, too, and see what happens.
When you got 11 liberal news channels and you don't have Newsmax, the fastest growing cable channel ever, and they're covering the Trump rallies and nobody else is, come on, right? I mean, find a way. Get it done. And I think Midco is a good company. They think they're going to get there, but they need common sense pressure from people like Nate and these people that are asking very smart questions. And be done with the excuses. We're working on it. I don't need to hear about contracts or anything else, because nobody else, no other major cable provider has this problem. Only Newsmax, only Midco has the problem. Not to mention...
Plus, are those contracts so ironclad to begin with? How many times do you hear so-and-so, you know, kicked out of the NFL or whatever? Oh, he had a contract. Contract, schmontract. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Nate, appreciate the call.
I think,
well said. And I would also say, have you seen some of the crap on your TV? Have you seen some of the crap on your TV?
That's why I cut the cable. There's too much crap on there.
They have, like, the Ant Channel now. We're watching ants build farms. Thank you very much.
Ant channel.
Yeah. I mean, there's a channel for everything. There's 9 million cooking shows. I'm done. Give me 3, right? I don't need 9 million. So just have some common sense and put something on people like
you're
to
still
watch.
Eating at Petrol Serve USA and not cooking.
Right. Dan in Rapid City, South Dakota. Let's get you in. Last call of the day here on a Thursday. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey Scott. I had to get up at 2 a.m. today. I went down to Keystone. Fox and Friends was having a remote down there with Lawrence Jones. I really like him. But Kristi Noem was down there. The Trump bus was down there. And talked a little bit about fireworks, which isn't a big issue to me, but there was one gentleman there that kind of hit home
with a lot of people, a Vietnam vet, and they asked him the issues he was concerned with, and he mentioned critical race theory in the military, and he used the words, it's actually crap, and he was criticizing General Milley in particular, so that got some positive response. And then I just wanted to also jump on the critical race theory theme. Last month, I don't know if you follow Rapid City School District, but there were four contested races out of seven areas for the school board, and all four were supported. All four candidates that lost were supported by the teachers' union. And
well, there you go. There you go. Do something about it. Folks, thanks for listening. What's on Your Mind, also powered by North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities in every way, touching every corner of North Dakota. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July 2021 auctions include 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land on the northern edge of Bismarck, and don't forget in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family, trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap iron. Go to Piper's.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.